Number nine, find a workout partner and utilize them. Find a workout partner. We already talked about that. I don't need to talk much more about it. Let me give you a visual, okay? You're at the gym. I don't like going to the gym because those guys make me insecure. You know, big, everything's big, you know, and they walk, you know, like this. And I always find it weird how people at the gym, especially these big guys, there's a mirror all the way down the gym, you know what I mean? And this is what they do. They do not break from that mirror the whole time. They're looking at themselves, you know, they're flexing their muscles, getting it to bounce around. And I always said things like, man, you're so vain. But then I went and looked in the mirror and I go, you know, if I looked like you, I'd probably, you know. I get that. So, but think about this. You see the big guy with no neck and he's laying down on the bench and he's huge and he's got all these weights. What's standing right behind him? A workout partner, a spotter. Because here's what he knows. He wouldn't dare take on something like that alone. Because if he gets tired or something blows out, he has a bad day, he's not feeling healthy, that thing will cut him in two. And let me make you a promise. There will be a day in your business that if you don't have a workout partner standing behind you, you will be severed. And you'll find your way out the back door. And I don't want that to happen for you. So have a workout partner. You know, don't go after it in desperation. Oh, I got to find one or I'm going to get cut in half. You know, you don't have to do that. But just know you want to get them as soon as you can. Okay, as soon as you can. And that's what these events are for. People call me all the time and go, I can't find a workout partner. You live in Chicago, right? Yeah, there's, what, a couple hundred thousand people there? 10 million? I don't know what it is. But I'm like, do you have a briefing? Yeah, go to your briefing. There's a lot of people there. You know what I mean? Just say, hey, how you doing? If you resonate with somebody, swap cards, become friends. If it's working, if you guys are vibing, ask, pop the question. You know, would you like to be workout partners? You all right with that? Okay, yeah, you're not getting married. And you know what? And here's a good thing. Here's a little tip for you. Say, hey, would you like to be workout partners for 30 days? That way you're not in bed forever. You know what I mean? Got that? Seriously. Because what happens if you hate them? What happens if they're negative? What happens if you call them and go, hey, I just got my two-a-day out. Did you get yours out? No, my dadgum dog ate our couch again, and we got all this fluff all over the place. I'm picking up all this, you know, padding out of the whole house, and my grandma's sick, and my bunions are acting up, my back's sore. There are people out there, yes or no? So you want to get out of that relationship super quick. So don't go to the courthouse. Just do a 30-day relationship. Okay. Find a workout partner.